Canada's very own Mark Hominick joining us from Brady and Lang in the morning. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, good. But before we get to some of your personal highlights and lowlights, let's take a look at the UFC as a whole, as an entire entity under Dana White. What were some of the best points in the last year for the UFC in your mind?
Well, I think the signing with Fox is huge. It's not going to be shown until the next year, but just the direction the company is going, like signing with Fox, that's huge. You know, that truly does, you know, take it mainstream. Like, you know, that's where, you know, NFL football, and it's the biggest network in the world. So that, I think that's, you know, the next calendar year, that's the biggest signing.
Now, for as far as fighting goes, when you look at the other fighters within the UFC in different weight classes, who stood out to you as the class of the UFC in the last calendar year in 2011?
You know what? I think Frankie Edgar's really, you know, proven himself. Because even though he's a champion, he always goes into the fight as an underdog. And, you know, every fight, he gets dropped coming out first round. He's losing. He comes back and ends up, you know, either stopping the guy or taking home the victory and still wearing that belt. And the thing with him also, he's a true 145er. Like, he should be fighting at a weight class below. So he's fighting up a weight class, and he's a world champion. So he's someone I really admire.
Joined by Mark Hominick, one of the top UFC fighters in the world, who's a featherweight and a lightweight, and obviously a pride of Canada. And Mark, I watched John Bone Jones in the last UFC event and watched him in action, and I don't see any flaws in his game. I mean, it seems like he's got every trick in the book to walk in the octagon and beat anybody in his weight class.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, like, he's a special breed. You know, we've seen these kind of guys come around, like George St. Pierre and Anderson Silva. They're just so much better than everybody in their weight class, and John's just that. Every fight, there's always a question, though. You know, like, oh, can he take a shot? And he always comes out and proves it, you know, or whatever it is. Is he ready to go five rounds? Or whatever the question is, and he always sounds as a critic. So, yeah, he's someone that, you know, the future is, so bright for him.
Mark, let's talk about, you know, your highlights of the year. And I thought the highlight was the Jose Aldo fight where, you know, even though it was a title fight loss, but I thought you came across as looking like such a star in that fight. And, you know, if it went an extra round, I think you would have been featherweight champion of the world.
For sure, you know, like that the fight definitely made my career. You know, it's like that in anything you're really driven by passion. You know, like you hear about people who are in music or anything that, you know, they're driven by their passion. You know, there's that one opportunity or that one moment in their career that really, you know, even though you've been doing it for so long, but that one moment really defines your career. And I think that, you know, that last fifth round in that fight, really defined, you know, the last 15 years of my life.
Tonight, UFC 141 taking place at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. The main event is Brock Lesnar, the super heavyweight, taking on Alistair Overeem. Handicap this bout for us, and who do you think has the edge?
You know what, like, in experience, I obviously Overeem, like, he has almost, you know, 10 times as many fights as Brock Lesnar, which is pretty amazing, just even thinking about that. But I really think that, you know, Brock has the skills to take him out, because he has that strong wrestling. He can put Alistair on his back, and that's, you know, definitely is it, you know, he's not as strong there as on the feet. I could see an early stoppage by Brock, or, you know, the later the rounds, I think Overeem takes it.
I hate to bring this up, but we're all disappointed to see you lose to the Korean Zombie in UFC 140 in short order, Mark. So what's next for you? When can we see you in the octagon again?
You know, having a loss like that is always devastating, because, you know, like, that kind of loss, you know, when you come out and you come out so aggressive, or you just fight out a character, happens when you don't have a strong training camp, or you're not mentally there. And that was, you know, not the case for at all. Like, it was the best shape I had been in. You know, I felt I was in as good a shape as with Aldo, or even better. And, you know, I just came out so hungry, you know, fought out a character and paid the price. You know, like, I had a 60-day suspension. So as soon as that is done, I'll be looking to fight. So, you know, there's a card coming up in Montreal. Definitely love to fight in Canada if possible. So, you know, that's hopefully in the horizon.